What about the new West cast, like Bishop Lamont, Glasses Malone, Crooked Eye, and them?
Well, I respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, because, I mean, I heard a lot of cats, you know, saying that, you know, that they get any props on the radio or in a magazine somewhere or something and shit. But as far as, I ain't really been able to actually listen to none of their music because I've been too busy trying to see what my shit is going to sound like. You know what I'm saying? I'm too busy. I mean, that's the problem we got right now. It's everybody riding around listening to their own music instead of listening to, you know, the motherfuckers who really put the shit out or whatever. So it's kind of hard, man. But, you know, I got my certain respect for certain MCs, certain rappers and shit because they got skills. And, you know, if they ain't got no skills, I just look at them like they're more of a businessman than a recording artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you and the Dog Pounds have always had a good relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Me and Daz and Corrupt, and, you know, we always been cool. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had no problem with them cats, man. We always been good with each other. And
what made you want to put Daz on the first song that you put out?
Oh, that's my homie, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, I mean, we all go back so far, man. He just happened to be in the studio I was at, and, you know, he heard the song and was like, man, let me get on that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I had to go find him or nothing. We was in the studio, and he heard that shit and was like, man, I'm hopping on that shit. That shit is clean. That's tight. I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's how we should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should just be like that. But it's you know, a lot of West Coast rappers don't get along and shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't get on each other's songs and it'd be all kind of bullshit going on in between it, but... I mean, shit, man.
You know, there was supposed to be a Spice One and J.O. Felony album, but it never came out properly. You know, what's the status on that?
Shit, man. I mean, to tell the truth, there's so many pirates out here. You know, a lot of this shit just be coming out, and we don't be knowing who the fuck did that half that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it came out, and it was some other MCs on it. Y'all was only on a few songs, and it wasn't really sounding right.
Yeah, that shit was private. Some pirates did that shit. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking, what's the pirate name and shit? Some pirates did that shit, man. I don't know who the hell put that shit out, man. Blackbeard did that one. Blackbeard put that shit out. We don't know who the fuck. You know what I'm saying? We do songs and we get paid to do songs and they just end up floating all around this motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. How would you compare, you know, the last years as an independent compared to when you were with Jive?
Well, at least I know where my money going. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I lose 20 or 30,000, at least I know how I lost it and where and what happened and where it happened at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of being so suspicious of somebody else, thinking that they, you know, stole some money from me or some shit like that, and it really ain't true or whatever and shit. It's just good to know where money going, and it's good to actually be responsible for your own career and have your destiny in your own hands, opposed to somebody else controlling what you put out and, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What your music sound like and all of that shit. You know, I mean, my destiny's in my own hands. I'm controlling everything. I'm saying what single we drop, you know. It's up to me, you know what I'm saying? And I go by my fans. I don't just go by what I think about. I let my fans hear it and let everybody I know hear it. And then I take it from there.
Right. And, you know, about the new album, what's the concept behind it? Like, what are you trying to, you know, talk about on this record? Is it just, I mean, you said it's just raw and cut gangster shit, right?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, it's really entertaining. You know, it's comical, it's gangster shit. You know, it's like a Fridays on wax. You know what I'm saying? It's comedy, it's gangster shit at the same time. You know, the name of it is Home Street Home. And, you know, it's just like saying, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you out there on them streets. You know, especially if that's your home where you roam at is the streets. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen out there. You know, it's a jungle. It's a concrete jungle out there, motherfucker. It's a jungle. It's just made out of concrete, man. It's gorillas out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, I got one song on the album called Gorilla Shit, and that's talking about, you know, gorillas out here in the concrete jungle, you know, with banana clips, bandanas and banana clips, and you know what I'm saying? Swinging from purple trees and shit, you know. I mean, it's a lot of shit going on out of this motherfucker. This is the concrete jungle, man. So, like I say, this is home street home.
All right. And you know, you're a vet in the game, you know, a veteran. Did you ever think of hanging up the mic?
I will never say I ever thought about hanging up the mic because, you know, I'm a natural artist. So that's like asking a painter to stop painting. You know, no matter how old you get, you'll never stop painting. You know what I'm saying? You could be 80 years old and still drawing and painting stuff as long as your hands work, you know?
Yeah.
But getting shot in the lung kind of, you know, as far as me doing shows and spitting out loud or whatever, it takes wind to stand on a stage and spit like that. It takes your wind.
Right.
You got to have some strong lungs to be doing all of that shit. So, I mean, you know, that was, you know, if my lung didn't heal up, then that would have became a factor in my life. Actually not being able to get on stage and spit it or go into the studio and spit the shit the right way because I can't keep my breath trained and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, my mind is mentally prepared to handle my business, then I gotta keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm still young. I'm still pretty. Shit, you know, I mean, I'll tell the motherfuckers on the stage last time, the first time I hit the stage after I got shot, I just started telling everybody, I was like, shit, I'm the only motherfucker get shot in the face and still be pretty. So, I mean, you know, shit, it actually ricocheted off my chin and went through my chest and went through my lung and bounced into my muscle in my back. So, damn. I still got the bullet in my back and shit. And, wrote a few raps about that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you stop rapping one day, what would Spice One be doing?
Probably writing movies. Because yeah. I got a hell of an imagination, you know. Probably writing and directing some movies, trying to do the Spike Lee thing and shit, you know.
Alright.
I mean, it really ain't too much for me to do as far as, you know, stock work or some shit like that. You know, I mean, I got 6 prior gun cases, man. It ain't no where I'm gonna get hired. I got bullet wounds, stab wounds, shit, tattoos, gun cases and all kind of other cases to go with that shit. So as far as me getting a job somewhere, that's a wrap. So that ain't gonna happen.
Alright.
I'll be in the entertainment industry the rest of my life, I know that.
Okay. And looking back at your career, what's your favorite album of yours and why?
Out of my career, my favorite album is well, actually, my first one, and I know it was banging, everybody loved this shit, but it has more of a sentimental value to me because, you know, I was like, man, I didn't have shit, I wasn't doing nothing, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, you know what I'm saying, you know, the rap game just swallowed me whole, you know what I'm saying, and took me up under a wing and shit, and you know, showed me the world and shit just from that one album and that one song. You know, I learned a lot and met a lot of people and, you know, a lot of people respect that album and all of that shit. And it's just more sentimental when it comes to that first album than it is with the rest of them because, you know, I didn't have shit and I never thought I was going to be nothing until my fans proved me otherwise. That's why I love my fans so much and the people that buy my music because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't really be nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'd probably just be still on the block doing what I do. But, you know, somebody decided to say, man, you know, this new Spice One is the shit, and I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell Mary, and Mary going to tell John, and John going to tell Mike, and you know what I'm saying? And word of mouth got around, and Spice One was the shit. And next thing you know, I know what the rest of my life is going to be. You know, I'm going to be an entertainer. So, you know, that first album was, you know, something that let me know that and shit. And it kept me going to keep me doing other shit, you know what I'm saying?
Alright. How'd you feel when Nas said your name on that, you know, Where Are They Now track?
Shit, shit, man, I didn't know what to think. I mean, as far as, I mean, because I'm from Hayward, you know what I'm saying? And this fool is all the way out here in Queens, New York, and he, like, you know, saying my name in his music, and I never met him before in my life, and it's actually Nas, it being Nas, you know, I didn't, you know, I was overwhelmed with that shit, man, because you never know who's listening, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know who's listening to your music and shit. You could be anybody, you know, like, you know, I didn't know that Shaquille O'Neal listened to my music. I didn't know that what's Bob Marley's surname?
Oh, you got a Damian Marley?
Yeah, I didn't know that all of these cats like that listened to my music and shit. And as far as, you know, I mean, my music was strong enough for Wyclef to see me in a club and actually get on his knees and bow down like Spice wanted to, you know. and my music was strong enough for me to pull over Jamie Foxx's limo in the rain and him to hop out of the limo and take pictures with me in the rain. You know what I'm saying? While in the middle, while he's doing that movie with about Ray.
Yeah.
Right, with Ray Charles in the middle of doing that movie, I mean, that let me know how strong my music was, and, you know, shit, and that was like the first, that was all from, probably from the first album that they ever had, you know, R. Kelly know me from that album, Mary J. Blige, I mean, like a lot of big artists respect that album. I was talking to Halle Berry, and she liked one song on that first album, I can't remember, but I mean, that right there, all of that shit is just like, man, like, you know, it's overwhelming to hear people talk about your music like that. You never met them before, and they just as famous as you are, and they starstruck, and you starstruck. You know, Pac knew all of the songs off the first album and stuff. He knew the words to them and shit, and you know what I mean? So, I mean, shit, everybody was on that album, shit.
Do you think the game would be different if Pac was still around?
Well, yeah, I do, but depending on, I don't know if he by himself could have stopped all of this bullshit that's going on in the industry. It would have had to take a few more cats. Him being one and a few other, you know, me, Scarface, Ice Cube, you know, it probably would take, you know, we would have to have a team of me, Tupac, Scarface, Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre on the tracks to actually stop the whole bullshit that's, you know what I'm saying, to actually put a sock in the mouths of these whack-ass MCs and these whack-ass motherfuckers out here trying to just making money off the music and never really gave a fuck what it was really about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like, you know, we never knew what, you know, we weren't around at the times of Malcolm X and at the time of Martin Luther King and all of that shit. You know, we was youngsters. We didn't actually know what that meant, what they did for us. We didn't have no idea what they did for us. We just knew that they was famous people and they was black leaders. That's all we knew.
Right.
And as youngsters and nowadays, it's hard for these little niggas to actually respect what we've done for them, opposed to them, you know, us taking the blows from the major labels fucking us out of our money, so them in turn would know what deal to sign and what not to do and what to do and how, you know, don't sign an artist deal, get a publishing deal and all of that. We took them blows for them to even have that knowledge to whether to take a publishing deal instead of an artist deal, or damn, we took them blows for them, and they don't respect that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, and it would be a different game if Pac was around and we actually did something about it. But it's too much money involved into the industry now that it's the industry is so tainted by money that the very core of the music is being threatened because it's tainted by too much money and shit, you know? So, niggas like me, I just sit up here and keep it real, rap my real shit, and keep the shit gangster, whatever, or, you know, whatever they want to call it and shit, and Because, I mean, shit, there ain't really nothing you could do but put out real music against that phony-ass shit that's out there. You know, it's like, you know, here, when you got one motherfucker showing you some crack with all kind of additives and preservatives in it and bullshit up in it, but everybody's buying that shit. But then you got the other cat over here that got the pure and uncut shit that nobody wants to actually pay for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, that's what it is with me. You know, we got the pure and uncut dope over here, the real rap music, the real gangster shit, the real, you know, down bottom, all of this jumping up and down, hyphy, happy shit, and all of this shit. I'm a nigga that used to go to the club, put my back to the wall, look for enemies. I wasn't jumping around trying to, with no big ass glasses on, trying to flash my gold fronts and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hood cat for real, you know what I mean? Shit.
I heard something about you, the DOC and MC Breed working on something.
Yeah, we spoke, me and Breed was supposed to do some songs, and DOC is like one of my, I really looked up to that cat. I was like, him and Ice Cube was like one of the reasons I really started flowing and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, I kind of looked up to that cat and wanted to do whatever he was doing, work with him, whatever he was doing. I didn't care about what his voice sounded like. I'd have made that entertaining and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell yeah.
So is that something that we can still expect?
Well, if we all connect, definitely. Hell yeah. If we all happen to kick back and chill or whatever and end up doing something and run into each other, we record some songs. That's no problem.
What kind of memories do you have when you look back at the Dangerous Crew days and, you know, the recording of the Don't Try This at Home album?
Oh, yeah. Shit, me is just like a little, damn near like a little kid, not even really knowing what the game had in store for me or what it was about, or, you know, I really didn't know too much. You know, maybe 5 years from now or 10 years from now, I'll probably be looking at myself the same way, like, I didn't know shit, you know? I mean, but you gradually learn shit, and sooner or later you get your head straight. And you have a direction, you know. So right now, at least I'm headed in the right direction. The album is sounding good, and, you know, we plan on doing a lot this year, so shit.
Sounds good, man. You know, the last question, let's get back to the present. Are you planning to go on tour anytime soon?
Yeah. We have some stuff set up with me and Short and 40 and Dub C, hopefully, sometime around this summer, and hopefully the album will be dropping at the same time. Y'all get a double dose of Spice One. Y'all get the single on the radio banging with the video, and then I'll pop up in your town somewhere and do a show. So that's the whole plan this year.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. You know, before we go, I gotta play a little tribute real quick that we're gonna have in the interview. Check this out.
Yeah, what's up, you PHIV having ass niggas? This is to you, you punk motherfucker. This Spice One Black Barcelona, bitch. My nigga Pimp C, Bun B, you know what I'm saying? Can't drop game on you niggas. Check this shit out, you know what I'm saying? Feel me, smell me, motherfucker.
Live it out right from the bay, blowing it up with no play. Fuck what a hoe say. Jump out the trap and pull a OJ like Kaiser Sose. We blunt it out, smoking the Mose, higher than Jose. But still watching you haters closely. So buenos noches. Got the Yesca and the Moza and your mommy Chocha. Living the vida loca, marijuana smoker. We get richer, bitch, you get broker. Play it just like poker. Royal flush it without the joker. So take a toker to Bombay. Smell it from here to Bombay. In your bucket or your Cadillac.
Like a long day, that's a fucking long day.
do y'all shit for the fame. New toe ass niggas walking around like they need a day. You a bitch, you need a pill, I put the grain in the chair. I'm a hog in the game, I got some wet and some rhyme. I got some white and some syrup, I'm trying to sew up my time. Fuck niggas stand around like the pills they ain't needed. Young niggas ain't scared to die, they getting coked up and weed. I remember who retreated when the wall was on. Some niggas rhyming was neutral, but there ain't food in my home. My real fuckers roll with me when the gun started popping. And they never told on me when the heart started stopping. I come from Port Arthur, Texas, where the hating is high. Just for the record, fuck you bitches and you hoes ain't fly. Niggas never squared off, cause they know that I'm trio. Y'all talk that shit in y'all circle, but I give a fuck out of here. I'm buying young rap niggas with a bag for the dough. So put some endo in that switch, a bitch and take you a smoke.
Classic shit.
I'm a killer, I'm a die for my niggas. Lost in the game, at the same, a change of BG. Got the game on the kid, just stand at the word of a review. Never fear you, nigga, for what I got clips in the cuts, big balls of dust. Then the boss of the nigga with one hand, I'm an up, leaving 6 feet, stinging in the rain and stuck. Better routes got niggas surveyed, licking a nigga with binoculars, such a rebellion. Keep a killer on the payroll, ready to hit. But I still run around with a motherfucking dude, just self kid. Leaving dealt with down and threes, my enemies wanna burn me in a jeans grease. But how slugs make a motherfucker's quote to me. Infrared, I'm a strap on a south of shit. Nigga, please, sex can't fuck with these. AKs, mini 14s, automatic Uzis. 2G, and not the G, IB, SPICE.
Classic shit.
Yeah, that's that shit right there.
Yeah, I had to play that one real quick.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Pippin.